Hello world, it's Siraj, and I'm going to show you how to ace any data science interview in 5 steps. If you're new here, welcome. Subscribe to stay updated on my latest technology videos. I've now been on both ends of the hiring pipeline. I've gotten lots of rejections, I've gotten offers, and I've hired people. The data science interviewing game is not easy. You sit across the table from someone who has the power to grant you income and a measure of security. You have to make them like you, trust you, and think you're smart. That can be kind of scary, but luckily, it's been proven that with dedicated practice, you can master this field. The top data scientists in the world are made, not born. So let's start with the first step. Figure out what you want. Getting a data science job is a huge life change, so it's important to ask yourself why you want to be in this field. Take some time to be introspective, meaning deeply reflect on your own thoughts, feelings, and sensations in order to gain insight. It's a rare quality in our fast-paced society, but it allows you to keep focused on the bigger picture and clearly define happiness on your own terms. Happiness is a warm GPU. Also, follow popular investors to gain insights on industry trends. It's literally their job to figure out how technology is transforming different industries and the opportunities in them. Venture capital firms like Andreessen Horowitz have their own podcasts where they talk about the future in terms of economic trends. Find top angel investors and VCs on Twitter and follow them. Their insights can inspire you, and I've got a curated list for you that I'll link to in the video description, along with any other resources I'll mention later on. There are so many different data science roles out there. Every company seems to have their own requirements and definitions for the positions they're hiring for, so it's hard to get a general understanding of how they're different and of the skills they require. Use Google's job search feature to read through the various job descriptions in each field to get more familiar with the type of role you'd find most rewarding. Listen to day in the life interviews with data scientists on podcasts like Data Stories. You can use all of these data points to help you build a 5-year career plan. Having a longer-term plan will help you feel more confident, motivated, and give you insight into what skills you'll need to learn. Which brings us to step 2, create and execute a study plan. Once you know what you want to do with data science and why, you need to ensure your skill set is up to date. Data science professionals need a wide range of skills, including knowledge of statistics, linear algebra, programming, databases, and communication. Luckily for you, I just released a video that details a free 3-month curriculum meant to help you go from absolute beginner to proficient in data science in 3 months. I also want to give a special shout out to Chromebook Data Science. It's a collection of 12 courses offered by Johns Hopkins University that you can take for free to help people with no background and limited resources transition into data science. And one more, Open Source Society University has a detailed path to a free self-taught education in data science that's listed in the form of a GitHub README that you should definitely check out as well. It's very comprehensive. Once you've consumed these free resources, you'll want to practice actual technical interviews. Using interviewing.io, anyone can practice a technical interview anonymously with real hiring managers at places like Google and Microsoft for free. Practice makes perfect, and you even get feedback as well. Flashcards are another great tool to help you learn faster. It's important to retain all of the technical terms like classification and principal component analysis, as you'll be asked about them during your interview. Brainscape has several existing free flashcards for a wide variety of data science subjects. Make reciting these definitions second nature to you, like riding a bike or skipping Udemy ads. You want to get into the mind of an interviewer. Put yourself in their shoes. What kind of questions would you ask candidates? Write down those questions. This thought experiment will help you better relate to your interviewers and become a better interviewee as well. In total, this entire study plan should take between 3 to 5 months, and learning all of this on your own will do a lot for you, but having an experienced mentor to help guide you during this journey would be incredibly valuable as well. Look through your existing social network and see if you know anyone who's worked in a data science role. Reach out to them and see if they would be willing to help you along your journey with any questions you might have. If you frame it as a two-way learning session, meaning you're offering them something as well, you'll have much better results. Also, Sharpest Minds is a dope resource. They'll provide you with a data science mentor that's free up front, and the way you pay them back is by giving them 5 to 10% of your first year's income if you land a job. Companies, especially in Silicon Valley, will post a job online and get 500 to 1,000 applications in the first couple of days. It's hard to get prioritized in this queue, so ideally, you want them to reach out to you, and the best way to do that is to build your portfolio. That means first having an amazing resume, and I've got a great video on that for you. It's important to have not one, but at least three different types of resumes, each tailored to the different types of positions you'd like. Perhaps one is more suited for a data science position in finance, showcasing finance keywords like time series forecasting and sentiment analysis, while another is more suited for a position in medicine, highlighting your image classification skills. Additionally, have a well-crafted personal website that showcases your past projects and any relevant education or work history. Think of your personal website like a more visually appealing version of your resume. Link to all of your social channels, aggregate everything about you onto it. And of course, keep your GitHub profile, the new resume, up to date with at least 3 projects. All of them should be well documented. Have at least one project with a web presence. You want this project to be easily accessible to anyone. If they can try out your Twitter sentiment classifier themselves, they'll be much more likely to hire you. Create educational content around data science as well, be it blogs or even GitHub tutorials. This will build your following and bring you more opportunities. Once you've studied and positioned your brand well, it's time to start pitching for potential jobs. Use AngelList, ask your friends on social media who's hiring. Connect with venture capital firms to see if any of their newer portfolio members are hiring. Hacker News has a hiring thread. Find interesting industries that don't have as much of a data science presence, like agriculture or manufacturing, and find jobs in that sector. Put in the hard creative work to find positions other candidates aren't thinking about. Add all of these companies to an Excel spreadsheet. It's important to keep track of where you're applying to. You need to stay organized. If you're talking to 30 or 40 companies, you shouldn't keep track of them using MS Paint. It should be in a spreadsheet. Rate each of these companies based on your interest level. Take any notes on them, their URL, and their job posting. Keep track of your progress at each stage of the interview process, including the pitch, the phone screen, the coding challenge, and the on-site interviews. Each of these companies have a gatekeeper, usually the technical recruiter. You need to win over the recruiter to get to the phone screen. The best way to source these technical recruiters is LinkedIn. You can easily find recruiters on LinkedIn for a specific position using a little bit of Google keyword magic. Contacting technical recruiters directly rather than cold emailing a company's default jobs email will give you a much better response rate. You want to stand out, so when you pitch them, they'll probably give your email 10 seconds of attention, so make sure to have a quick intro that sells yourself impressively in a few sentences. Name, background, easily digestible project, and an interest to learn more. Make it easy for them. I use Calendly to let people schedule meetings with me at a given time. I found it cuts down the logistics to schedule things by a lot, so include that in your pitch. Also, one way to really stand out is to do a data science project for a company that solves a problem for them without even being asked to do so. It is, of course, a risky time investment, so I'd recommend only doing this for the three positions that interest you the most. Once you've got your first phone screen scheduled, it's time for the last step. The interview process. You can find and practice company-specific interview questions on Glassdoor before your interviews to brush up on their specific hiring process. Generally, the data science job interview involves three different steps. First, the phone screen with a recruiter or someone from HR or a hiring manager. This is a way for them to get to know you, your background, and it's a way for you to get to know them, their culture, and why they'd be a good fit for you. Next is the coding challenge. It could be either take-home or a live coding challenge where an interviewer watches you code either on a whiteboard or on a computer screen. The language is usually your choice, but expect to code in Python or SQL or both. If it's in MATLAB, just walk out. Just kidding. A company will sometimes give you a version of their dataset to solve a problem, meaning they could ask you to find out features that led to increased viewership and show them the code for how you made those insights. Live coding challenges can last up to 2 hours, while take-home assignments can last up to 48 hours. Once you've passed both of these, it's time for the on-site interview. Usually this is with the team lead, and it consists of a mix of technical and behavioral questions. Expect questions that range the full stack, from the difference between supervised and unsupervised learning, to types of SQL queries to use, to business scenario problems, to logic-based questions. And expect several rounds with a wide variety of people, including people from sales, marketing, and product development. This could take a full day. If you get a question that you don't know the answer to, you can still get points for knowing the nature of the problem. You can say something like, "I'm not sure the best way to solve this, but let me write out some ideas that I have and ways I could go about doing this." This way they can watch your thought process. If you've seen the problem before, you can just say, "I've seen it before," and they'll pass on to the next problem. Companies are looking to hire talented data scientists, but also people they enjoy working with. They want to see that you have legitimate curiosity around data science, that you're passionate about the problem they are trying to solve, and that you're able to communicate your thought process. Even though data science uses statistics and coding, it's more than that. You have to get people to buy into what you're doing and why you're doing it by communicating to both technical and non-technical audiences. That's a crucial skill to have. They are investing in you financially, emotionally, and psychologically. If you want an edge, research your interviewer beforehand, find out their interests, understand their background, then mention something that's a genuine mutual interest for both of you during the interview. It'll increase their sentiment towards you. And after each interview, definitely follow up with a thank you note. Remember, make everyone's job easier. One last point. It's okay to get rejections. It's easy to internalize your performance in these interviews as an overall reflection in your abilities as a data scientist and even as your worth as a human. Don't take any rejection personally, but instead as feedback along your journey. If you keep the larger picture in perspective by having a long-term plan and being dedicated to mastering this craft, you'll eventually find your place. I'm here for you. We are here for you. Your success is our success. So keep your head up. And if you do land a job, share it with me on social media using the School of AI Careers hashtag so I can help promote your success to inspire others. What's been your experience with data science interviews? Let me know in the comments section. Please subscribe for more technology videos. And for now, I've got to hire an intern. So thanks for watching.